Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept your perfect heal of the starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal of the starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day to stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out.
Let him out.
Today is the day.
Welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show, and how is your inner healer doing today? Are you ready to stand up and shout and let your inner healer out and heal the world? Well, as you know, this is Cindy Sharp, your host and your spiritual business coach, and it's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. Sweet little love drops of ideas to help you in a simple, fast way to get you moving forward on your day. So welcome and thank you so much for tuning in today. It's wonderful to have our energies together. And today we have an important talk, I think, as far as the fact that when I work with people, a lot of times this seems to be a little bit of a place where they get, oh my gosh, can I say it? Can I say the word? Yes, I can. Stuck. Like their feet are stuck in cement around this. And I've had times in my life where I felt the exact same way. So I do relate to it and I do understand it because it is something that we have to shift through. It is an energy healing that we have to give ourselves. And that is that we're sitting around kind of waiting for the money business miracle. So it looks like this. We have been dropped on us this beautiful gift. We've gone and done all the things that we need to do to be ready for when the client walks in the door or comes to see us. Now, we have all the talent. We have all the time. We have all the loving heart treasure that we're ready to pour on our client. But we're really kind of waiting for a miracle. And what does that mean? That means that we've gotten our business all started up, and I'm sure you understand this and relate to this, is that you went out, you did all this stuff, you knew what you were supposed to do, you got it all done, you got out there all excited, and you did what? You like maybe got a business card, then you got a web page, and then, you know, you made up some kind of maybe marketing plan. You thought, maybe I'll just go tell people what I do, and all of a sudden this, you know, miracle is going to plop on me where clients are going to start running through the door. And let me share this. I so believe in money miracles. There is no ifs, nor ands, nor buts that I've had my own miracles in my life. So I'll give you one miracle that I had, and that was a big miracle. And I've had lots of tiny ones, and I know everybody has a miracle money story. And that is, I had just recently lost a job. I was struggling to pay my house payment. I was really not even sure what I was going to do. And all of a sudden, I get a phone call that an aunt that I'd never met, She was my mother's sister, and I haven't seen my mother since I was 4. So I had no contact with this lady my whole life, but she had left me $60,000. Now, let me tell you what. That was such a God thing. It was such a miracle and such a blessing. And it came in the form of a money miracle, but it was a love miracle because when I needed it most, it happened. And then we have our small things where, you know, maybe we're struggling to pay a bill, or we have something that we're trying to do in our life, or maybe we want to go somewhere, we want to do something, and we're not sure where the funds are coming for it. And boom, all of a sudden we get a check in the mail, or boom, all of a sudden we get a new client. You know, you understand how this works. It just, all of a sudden it just lands on you. And so what I want you to know is that I've gone through these same struggles myself, so I do understand them. So I come from a place of really understanding the, you know, money miracle. And what we're going to talk today is, are we sitting around waiting for a money business miracle? Are we kind of waiting for those clients to come through the door? Are we feeling like the universe probably is going to send them to us? And, wow, we really stepped up. We said, hey, 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 here's what we want to do. And are we waiting? Are you waiting for those miracle clients to come through the door and to give you that miracle money? So we all know there are miracles, but we also know that the universe works in a very interesting way, and that there's no difference between one energy and another energy, and all energy is love. Money is just love, just like everything else. But when it comes to money, just like everything else, it really helps the universe to deliver to you the money miracles when you get very clear and you define, completely define what it is that you're asking for. And a lot of times I think we're kind of willy-nilly. We're like, you know, well, you know, I'd be really happy if I got a new client this week. But we don't go, you know, I want this particular type of client. I want a client that needs this particular thing, that needs exactly what it is that I, you know, I serve them with or love them with. We don't get clear. So the question is, have you gotten clear on these things so you can exactly share with the universe what you need, so the universe can easily create this money business miracle for you? Or is the universe struggling to know what your real message is? So we're going to talk about defining a clear message for the universe today. So make sure that you get very clear with who it is that you help. Who do you heal? Who do you take care of? Who are the people that you coach? Who are the people that you love? Do you know who they are? It's really important to know exactly who they are. We want to be the lover of all because we're such beautiful spiritual beings, and we should be the lover of all. But when it comes to our business and sharing with the universe who we need to help, we need to get very clear on that. How many people do you want to help? You want this week, do you want to help, you know, an extra person? Do you want to help an extra 15 people? Do you know exactly how many people you want to help to create that money miracle? Define exactly what it is you do for them and why you do it. So what it is that you do exactly, and then share with the universe, this is why I do this, you know, for a particular reason, a particular healing, a particular type of love that you're trying to spread, that you're trying to share. And then say exactly what it is that you want and when it is you want it. So all we're doing here is getting a clear message to the universe. And the clear message starts out with, who do I serve? How many of these people do I want to serve, do for them, and why I do it? Because the why energy is that love energy, right? That's where you're really sharing with the universe. Here is the gift that I have, which the universe already knows. And here's why I want to give it away. And that's where the real movement energy comes in. That's where that real circulation energy comes in. That why energy is the heart energy of why you're doing what you're doing. And it sends a very high vibration to the universe. And then how much exactly you want to make, and at what time do you need it? The universe, you know, as we all know, there's not a lot of time going on in the whole universal structure. There's no such thing as time. So you could say, I want a new client. I want three new clients. I want three new clients that pay me $150 an hour. Within a year, you may get three new clients that pay you $150 an hour because the universe is going to deliver to you what it is that you ask. But if you need three clients this week that pay you $150 an hour, you need to say, I need three new clients this week that pay me $150 an hour. So think about in your way of your business, in the money miracles that you're making for yourself, are you sitting back and believing the miracles are just going to come because you've made the decision to move forward? Or are you being very, very clear? One, I'm ready to accept it. Two, I'm ready to define it and get very clear with the universe on my needs and my wants. And then three, are you ready to just clearly move forward and believe that you deserve it? Believe that it is true. Believe that it is a gift that can come your way. So it's those three things that help clear the field. So defining is one piece of it, but all three of those steps need to come together to get you really in that vibration of creating miracles in your business. So we only have a couple minutes here, and there's one thing that I want to make sure that we talk about that's so important, and that is, and I'm going to have you just stop for 1 second and just take a big breath in and a big breath out. And just hear this one thing with your heart. The universe has a line, a long line of clients just waiting to get to you. So if you close your eyes for 1 second, I'd like you to visualize that long line of clients waiting for you. So now just define more clearly with the universe in regards to who's in the line, how many people are in the line, what do you do for them, and why do you do that for those people that are lined up to see you, and how much do you need from each person exactly and in what time? And then watch that line slowly but surely start moving in your direction. And open up your arms to clearly allow yourself to be blessed with that miracle on your business. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Cindy Sharp with Sharpening Your Spirit. I love helping and supporting you and would love to support you one-on-one. Thank you so very, very much. And as you always know, sending you off with love, light, and a big kiss for a beautiful day. Thank you.